there seems to have been this increase of the enemy's activity to try to bring division. So you're going to get freedom today. I can feel the Lord, like his presence is building in me. I am Liz Wright. Welcome to Live Your Best Life. The only thing that matters now is living by the power of this wonderful new creation life. We're going to become an undefeatable force of radiating glory, and we are rising up strong now in this hour. Hi, family. Thank you for tuning in to this week's episode of Live Your Best Life with me, Liz Wright. And in today's time together, I can feel in the Lord's heart, and he's been speaking to me about this for a while, I can feel his jealous, protective passion for you to be set free. If you have been coming under this particular assignment of the enemy that the Lord has been showing me, and as I've been traveling around in the body of Christ, more recently, I have been seeing the impact of this and the Lord rising up strong on behalf of his bride and setting us free. But the enemy, the assignment that I'm talking about is the enemy's attempt to cause the house of God, the body of Christ, through division to collapse. So that's individual relationships, family relationships, ministry relationships, workplace relationships, friendships. Wow, really feeling his presence really strongly. So if you can listen to this in a place where you can really tune your heart in, because I'm going to lead us through, in the way that the Lord has been having me lead parts of the body of Christ as I've been traveling to different places and doing different assignments, as I'm conferences and gatherings at the moment become assignments where Holy Spirit takes over and brings freedom in a profound way. And so this is going to be a simple and life-changing moment for you if this is part of what you've been struggling with. So if you have any pressure on any of your relationships right now, if you have been experiencing an oppression that's trying to create division in your life, this is a big part of what the enemy's been doing. It seems to have amped up, because I think because we're awakening to this, the reality of who we are in Jesus and the power of unity, and there's an increasing desire to be family one to the other, and there's an increasing grace to really love one another, recognizing that we are family, even in the midst of our diverse expressions amongst us as the body of Christ particularly, we are family. And as that awareness has been increasing in us all around the world, this has been a move of how Holy Spirit is moving. There seems to have been this increase of the enemy's activity to try to bring division. So you're going to get freedom today. I can feel the Lord, like his presence is building in me. So just to bring some scripture to it to begin, Luke 11:17, very famous scripture. I'm reading from the Amplified Bible. Then I'll read it from the Aramaic Bible in plain English as well. Jesus speaking clearly in Luke 11:17. But he, aware of their thoughts and purposes, said to them, "Every kingdom divided against itself is doomed to destruction, and a house divided against itself will fall." And the Aramaic version says, "But because Yeshua knew their thoughts, he said to them, 'Every realm that is divided against itself will be laid to waste, and a home that is divided against its nature falls.'" The enemy knows this, and he knows if he can bring in division, then he will cause If you can bring it all over the kingdom of God, a kingdom divided against itself is doomed to destruction, will collapse. So he knows he's threatened by the power of our unity, the strength of our agreement. And so he's been working overtime to try, like I say, to bring this division, division in our marriages, division in our significant relationships, division in our families and across the body of Christ, and all forms, different, you know, parts of the body of Christ dividing away. And one of the ways that he's been doing it is through aggressive, consistent accusation. The accuser of the brethren, like we see in the book of Revelation, the accuser of the brethren coming in and beginning to try to trigger people. So this is the enemy trying to get us to agree with the attitudes of his nature within our own, by triggering us into states of jealousy and comparison and insecurity and fear of difference and fear of rejection, and therefore causing isolation. So if you have found yourself under any of those attacks, if you found yourself in cycles of jealousy and comparison and insecurity, or finding that you're bitter suddenly, you can't get out of a cycle of bitterness, and you're finding that you're in your heart, you're accusing other people, or if you've been subjected to this yourself, where you've been tangled up in unjust accusation coming towards you, other people's critical judgment coming towards you, rejection coming towards you, accusation in different ways coming towards you. This is the work of the enemy. He's energizing people's offenses. He's energizing where there's insecurity in us, taking advantage of people's vulnerability to ultimately try to bring division that will cause collapse. And Jesus is rising strong on our behalf. So Father took me, when he was showing me this, and I've been, like I said, I've been traveling around in the body of Christ, and I've been seeing how widespread this attack has become. And then I was sitting with him, asking him, you know, what are the keys? How do we pray? How do we posture our heart to get completely free and dismantle this attack? And I went into an experience with Father where he pulled me up as us. So hear this for yourself. I could feel and see that this was going to become all of our experience. So he pulled me into himself. It was like being pulled back up into heaven. He was reconnecting me to the reality that we're already seated with Christ in heavenly places. We're already one with the Father. And I was found myself sitting inside the Father's heart. Oh, I feel his presence. Wow. Wow. Okay, I'm just going to stop there for a moment. Holy Spirit is moving on you right now. Wow. To activate you into this experience, to be able to become aware with your spiritual eyes and your spiritual sensitivity to where you actually are right now. Oh, Holy Spirit, thank you. Thank you for what you're doing right now. Thank you for pulling us out of the storm. Wow. Wow. So as this is happening right now, I encourage you, just let go. If you can, in this moment, safely, if you're in a space where you can just close your eyes and rest into the Father, sink in to the presence of God within you. Christ is the doorway into experiencing the realm of the kingdom, re-engaging into the reality of where you already are, right? Where we already live, seated, like it says in Ephesians, seated with Christ in heavenly places, the enemy under our feet. We are now, we've ascended into heaven, right? We zone out of that because the world, our earthly experience becomes so consuming. In this moment, you're being reset so that you can be set free into being able to experience this, no matter how pressurized your life, just let go, let him, like it says in Song of Solomon, just let him begin to kiss you, which that word in the Hebrew, interestingly, is the word nashak. And it means to receive the revelation experience from the heart of God into your own. So the experience of how loved you are moving from the heart of the Father into you in this moment. That's what it means. Kiss him with the kisses. Let him kiss me with the kisses of his mouth. As the Shulamite is praying that. That is what it means, right? It means that you're opening your being right now to receive the experience of his love. The word nashak has a double meaning. It also means being equipped for battle. So the experience of the love of Jesus, the love of the Father, will transform you, heal you, melt away historic pain and wounding, and equip you with power and strength and confidence in Christ to be able to withstand and operate victoriously and implement the power of Holy Spirit. His kisses are transformational. The revelation of his love, the experience of his love moving from his heart to yours, which is what he's doing right now, as he's drawing you deeper into the Father's embrace, into the reality of where you actually are, where I actually am right now, which is in the Father, in heaven. So as I was experiencing this, and I'm experiencing it again now, as I was in this experience, what started to happen was I looked down and I could see the earth and I could see my life. And I knew all the time this was for all of us. We would all begin to do this. I started to see everyone in my life, every relationship, every dynamic and circumstance and person in my earth journey, my life. And instead of being caught up in the storms and the dramas and the reactions to how people are behaving and situations are making me feel, my spirit began to extend as a hug. And I began to embrace everything in my earthly journey into my heart, my spirit, and under the Father. Wow. Wow. I could feel his glory filling me. I can feel him now doing this. I can feel his presence filling you. So sink in and just do that. Begin to see your spirit right now extending out over the territory of your earthly life. And just take a few moments to do this. Things that you know, there's a storm raging, there's a person in your life where the enemy has been perhaps triggering them and that's affected you. If you know there are circumstances, people, where accusation has been coming to you through them, or you've been accusing others, either way, this is your moment to be set free, because you're being reconnected back into where you actually are and who you actually are, is a spirit being who has a beautiful soul, who lives in a beautiful body, who's having an earthly experience, to being able to live from above, not underneath. So detaching from the storm and now one with the Father, his spirit moving out through your spirit, because you're one with him, right? And infusing every circumstance and every situation in your life. Holy, 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 holy. So staying in this place of fresh encounter, experience with the Father, as he's beginning to bring this victory for you, I want us to do something. I want us to come back into agreement with the truth, so through repentance, so which just simply means coming back, right, into agreement with the truth, coming back into our right mind in Christ, which is being enabled right now, this fresh grace coming to you as this experience of the Father's love, and his presence is increasing, and you are now connecting to where you are, and so his Spirit is beginning to infuse all these situations and all these relationships and detach you from the impact of the principalities that have been sitting over you where there's been a storm, to you now reigning, sitting with Christ above, in Christ above. So I want to just give some language to us to complete this detachment and shift for you and freedom. So if I just give language, just if this is relevant for you, come in agreement, keeping your eyes on Father, keeping resting, sinking in, letting him lift the pressure and calm the storm and detach you from this assignment that's been trying to bring division and destruction into your life. Holy, try to bring damage through accusation and jealousy and gossip and slander and all the other ways that people have been triggered because of this assignment that the realm of darkness has had to try to, like I said, to bring division and destruction. So Father, we break agreement right now in your presence with every accusation. We break agreement where we have believed other people's lies about us, where there has been unjust accusation. We break agreement with it and we detach it from our life, from our heart right now. We release forgiveness. So just make this personal for you. We release, I release forgiveness to the person that accusation has come through. Wow. Feel his presence just moving through that right now. Wow. It's detaching the energizing as you are letting it go. I bless, Lord, the person that this has come through. I bless them with peace, with wholeness, with freedom, that they likewise would not be manipulated or triggered by the enemy, but they would come into a place of wholeness, knowing how loved they are. I utterly and completely forgive them from this place, from being up above. We can feel the love of Father for us, right, afresh, and we, filled with his love, begin to see everybody rightly. We get out of the storm and we stop defining one another horizontally by how we're each temporarily reacting and showing up in life in the earth journey. This is the higher perspective, seeing from heaven into the earth, right? It's seeing through the eyes of the Father's heart, a situation that looks chaotic, out of control and destructive when we're in the midst of the storm, in the middle of our life. But when we get up high like this, and we're still, and we're resting, we get increasing divine perspective, and we get flooded with the heart of our Father for every person. We realize in those moments of reaction when they're triggering, they're operating out of wounding, they're operating out of deception, they're not operating, behaving consistently with who they actually are as eternal beings. The enemy's taken advantage of them. So he will use us to hurt one another by taking advantage of our vulnerability or temporary blindness or temporary pain, whatever has consumed us and made us vulnerable to being able to come in agreement with satanic attitudes and nature temporarily. So we, in this moment, we, in this resensitized state of heart, we can now extend that love. Release that love, release that grace to others and get completely free. So Father, we thank you for the freedom that's coming right now. We break agreement with all accusations and any accusations that we have made, we now repent for that. Where we have spoken under demonic influence about others, we take authority over those words right now and we collapse them. We expunge them out of existence. We release the blood of Jesus over those words right now. We ask, Lord, where we have hurt other people with our own speech, the demonic can easily, as we know, carry on the back of words. There's an intention and an assignment often in words that have been spoken under demonic influence. And so we thank you, Jesus, for that. Those words now deactivated, all assignments deactivated, anybody that we've hurt with our words that has caused division, caused wounding, that they would now be healed, that you now will sovereignly cleanse, heal, dissolve all works of darkness. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. I break agreement with bitterness. Wow. His presence is so strong. If this is you, just give him the bitterness now. Let it go. Or if you know others in your life that are really struggling with bitterness, I can feel him moving in heart sickness, hope deferred, the root systems of bitterness, people who feel very unfulfilled, just emotionally bereft. There's a love deficit. All the root system, he's moving into the root system that creates the fruit of bitterness. Thank you for bitterness being healed right now. In the ones that I love, in the ones that I'm engaging with and having relationship in life with, and in my own heart, Jesus, I break full agreement with bitterness. Jesus, I break agreement. Wow, with jealousy. Wow. So I really feel this. This is, Satan is jealous of the bride of Christ, right? He is jealous of us. He is jealous of the authority we have. He's jealous of the relationship we have with Father, with Jesus. He's jealous of you. He's jealous of the position that you have as one who is governmental here. Holy. And he's trying to get other people to be in agreement with his jealousy so that he can conduit that toxicity to you through others, or likewise when we get triggered that way, so he could get expression through us to others. Holy. Thank you, Father, for dissolving this out of us right now. Healing what has caused jealousy in any of us. And we thank you for those that have been jealous of us, being so secure in heart through the experience of your love, that there be no trace of bitterness, no trace of jealousy remaining inside of us, no trace of fear, no landing place at all for the accuser of the brethren, who is wanting to bring division, for this spirit that has been coming against my life, my family's life, my ministry's life, my business, my relationships, my life in any way, to bring division and destruction. I thank you for that assignment completely over now. Thank you, Jesus. Wow. Okay, there's a scripture I just want to read you. This is a huge key. Stay aware of his presence. Just as I read, just let your heart's attention continue to be on Father as you're resting and he's allowing him to clean you and flow through you and detach the enemy. Reset you into this place of awareness that you are above, not beneath. Detach you from everything that has allowed the enemy to come at you. This is an amazing scripture, John 17:21. It contains a huge key for us in it. It's Jesus speaking, praying to Father, and he says, I pray for them all to be joined together as one, even as you and I, Father, are joined together as one. I pray for them to become one with us, so that the world will recognize that you sent me. Can you see why the enemy is so threatened by our unity, why he's working so hard to bring division so that the house of the body of Christ will collapse in all the different levels of the expression of that, families, friendships, all forms of relationships. He just wants to divide because he knows that when we are one with him, one with each other, then the revelation of Jesus comes through us so clearly. I pray for them to become one with us so that the world will recognize that you sent me. For the very glory you have given to me, I have given them. I just get this. So that they will be joined together as one. So the key to being able to live in supernatural unity all the time is to experience continually the glory of God within us. I'll read it one more time. I pray for them all to be joined together as one. This is Jesus's heart prayer, and he's getting the answer to his prayer now. I pray for them all to be joined together as one, even as you and I, Father, are joined together as one. I pray for them to become one with us so that the world will recognize that you sent me. For the very glory you have given to me, I have given them. So that they will be joined together as one and experience the same unity that we enjoy. So in finishing, I pray for you right now to be completely saturated, filled afresh to the fullness of filled with the glory of God. Wow. Wow. Wow, supernaturally enabled to move forward into those relationships that have been previously difficult, problematic, where the energy has hurt you through them, or you've hurt the other through them, through that he has hurt them through you, where this assignment has been raging around you. I thank you, Jesus, right now for your glory. Saturating my brother, my sister right now, enabling them to love supernaturally, to see the other, every relationship in their life from above, embracing their life into their powerful spirit, into your presence, infusing, because we're seated with you in heavenly places, infusing every part of their life, every relationship and every situation with you. The glory of God, your presence is the solution to everything, dripping through them and onto everything that matters in every relationship in their life. Thank you, Jesus, for that supernatural ability to live in your capacity now to love, not limited to our own strength, but free in you. To be an overflowing vessel of your presence and your love, and seeing every person and every situation as you see it. The enemy completely shut down. The assignment to divide and destroy in our life now completely shut down and redeemed. Where there's been damage, we thank you for your redeeming power now operating. Wow. Holy Spirit, thank you for what you've done today. Thank you. Amen. Holy. Wow. If you can, just stay with him. Soak in this. Let him take you as deep as he wants to take you. So this is a thorough cleanse, a thorough reset. Just keep prioritizing his presence. Keep staying filled with him, filled with the glory, revealing God, living from above, supernaturally empowered. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. And I look forward to being with you again next week. Have the most amazing week. God bless. 2 years ago, Jesus spoke to me and he said, if I would create a space for him, he would come. And so I did. And what he has done in the last 2 years is absolutely incredible. He birthed what is now known as the International Mentoring Community. Every week,
myself, along with other international guest speakers, come on live and they pour in God's love and revelation straight from their heart, from their own relationship with Jesus into you. There is an activation anointing on my life. And so every single week, as we come together at the feet of Jesus, I have an environment in which I can impart this anointing onto you. This is a supernatural mentoring community, and I do not want anyone to miss out. He is healing us. He's setting us free. He never, ever misses a week with us. His presence is so strong among us. He wants to do the same for you. He wants to heal you. He wants to set you free. He wants to take you into deeper experiences with him than you thought was even possible. We are gathering at the feet of Jesus by his personal invitation. So I want to personally invite you now to come and join us and sit at his feet with us.